It's Monday, August 1st, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And this week we'll be looking at John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Throughout church history, this passage has stirred great hope in the hearts of believers. All right, let's read it together here. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Now, John 14 is nestled near the beginning of what theologians call the farewell discourse. Now, this is where Jesus gives his farewell address and final instructions to his followers before his arrest and crucifixion. The first 7 verses are incredibly rich, able to give a follower of Christ courage and hope in the midst of his despair. That's why verse 1, out of the gate, he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Now, Jesus is talking to his disciples here. So this raises a question. Why would their hearts be troubled? Like, what's going on in their life that makes them have troubled hearts? In the previous chapter, John 13, in verse 33, Jesus says, "Where I am going, you cannot come." And then in verse 36, Jesus again says, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me." So this is what's happening here. Jesus is telling of his imminent departure, and he's saying, "Oh, by the way, you're not going with me. Like, I'm leaving, and you can't come." Now, here are some men who have literally risked it all, given it all, to follow Jesus. And now he says that he's bailing on them. And so, of course, they're thinking, "What? Why are you leaving us? What are we going to do now? We've given everything, like literally everything. We were banking it all on you, and now you're leaving?" See, the truth is, there are times we feel overwhelmed from situations in life, and we tend to think that God has bailed on us. We tend to say things like, "God, where are you? What are you doing? I've been following hard after you, and now life has turned out different from all that I'd hoped and dreamed." Listen to me. If this is you, if you are in the middle of uncertainty, I want you to hear what Jesus says to his people. "Let not your heart be troubled." In other words, don't allow yourself to be intimidated by the situation. But instead, believe in God. Believe also in me, he says. Now, Jesus was about to die on a cross. He knew that his little band of followers could and would be shaken. So what did he do? He told them to look to God. And the message is the same for us today. If we want our hearts not to be troubled in times of uncertainty, we must place our trust not in the power of the world or even in the stability of our circumstances, but in God himself. Listen to me. He possesses infinite power, infinite wisdom, and infinite goodness. He knows what is best for us, and he makes all things work together for the good. He is on the throne. And even at this moment, he is ruling heaven and earth so that none can stay his hand. God is our refuge. He is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not cower. We will not let our hearts be troubled. We serve a mighty God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Dear brother and sister, let not your hearts be troubled. When trials come, may we look to God and persevere, and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.